God, it's
Friday.
Thank God, it's
Friday.
Good morning. Welcome to the Friday Morning Club. Today I have with me
Gracie,
Bree,
Jacob.
And we also have our foreign exchange students, Ricardo and Leah. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
Well, the students here have some questions for you.
Can you each tell us a little about yourself and what life is like where you come from?
Okay, so I'm from Italy. I live 50 minutes from Rome, so big cities, like 4 million people live there, so it's pretty busy.
Did you say 4 million?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I go to a scientific school, and I'm interested in like engineer stuff like that. Love playing with my friends and yep.
When you say scientific school, what kind of classes do you take?
So I have to take chemistry, physics, also Latin, I don't know why, math, basically everything that goes with science, like biology, anatomy.
Okay.
Yep.
How about you? Where are you from?
I'm from Belgium. I'm 18 years old. I go to a public school and I'm already graduated last year. So next year I will go to a college for interior design. I don't live in a big city. It's kind of small between Wood River and Grand Island. So yeah.
Who do you live with in Belgium?
I live with my mom and my dad and my brother. He is older than me. He's 20.
What does a school day look like for you when you're home?
So I usually go to school from 8 to 2. And we don't eat lunch at school. We usually have like two breaks of like 15 minutes. And yeah, we don't switch classes. You know, here you have to walk in a class and there's the teacher, but the teacher comes to class to teach the subject, so it's a little bit different and it's kind of boring there.
So I wake up like 6:30 and then I take the bus to the school. School start like at 8:15 until 4 p.m. and then like we have like three breaks during the day, like 15 minutes and 10 minutes, just like little break, and then we have like 15 minutes for lunch, and we can go outside the school for lunch, like take like, I don't know, like pasta or pizza, and then yep, and then it's just like 15 minutes per class, and it's like, yeah, kind of boring.
So did you say 15 minutes
15
per class?
15 minutes.
What do you do in a class then? Like, what are some things you do?
Just sit in the class and listen to the teacher. Nothing really exciting.
You said you have geography. What else classes do you have?
I have geography, history, English, French, Dutch, PE, math. Yeah.
What months do you go to school?
I start in September till June, and then I have like 2 months for vacation.
Yeah, school usually starts the second week of September and like the first of June. Yeah.
Leah, when we were talking to you though, you said your breaks are a little bit longer.
Yeah, we have like one week in like October, and then we have 2 weeks for Christmas, 2 weeks for Easter, and 1 week like in February.
Ricardo, do you have longer breaks or do you have any breaks during that time?
Yeah, maybe our Christmas break is a little bit longer because like we have the 6th of January is like on holiday. And yeah, maybe Christmas break is a little bit longer, and also Easter break is longer. But yeah,
What holiday is January 6th?
It's the Epiphany. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but yeah.
How did you become a foreign exchange student?
So it was like 2 years ago when during Christmas break I was talking with my family. I want to do like a life experience, and I applied like the January, and I did like went through like papers, and finally on like March I got accepted, and then I have to do like during the summer like courses of English and like that. and I got a scholarship of $6,000, and yeah, helped me pay it off, the cost of the exchange student program. Yep, and I ended up in Nebraska, and I loved it.
Good.
It was like kind of holy for me. Like, I started to think about that like in March, because I didn't want to go to college. Like, I wasn't ready for that. So I asked my parents first. They said no, because it's like expensive to come here. And then I look by myself, like different organization, which one it was like the cheapest. And then I found one, and like I got like a scholarship too, like 4,000. And then, yep, and then I got like different meeting with the organization, and then it was like pretty fast, because they didn't like, they called me like in August, I was on vacation, and say, okay, so you go to Nebraska in 2 weeks. I was, oh my God, like, I'm not ready. So yeah, it was pretty fast.
What is one thing you miss the most?
Probably being around with my family and my friends, also my grandparents, for sure. Yeah, I miss a little bit the food, because it's a little bit different. yeah, just playing soccer with my team, but here we have a good team, so I'm enjoying that.
We have Olive Garden.
Yeah, yeah.
What she says does not compare.
Exactly. And, you know, it's part of the experience, missing everything, and yep.
Yeah, I would say too, my family, my friends, being just my best friend, like do shopping and stuff like that, or like big supper with my family. And yeah, it was like kind of hard, like for Christmas or Easter, like because you saw like your family together, but you're not here. But like, yeah, it's kind of the part of the experience. So
what has been your favorite part so far?
I would say maybe my trip in California, and like meet new people and make new friends in America. Yeah.
Probably going to Colorado last weekend, got to see an NBA game, was like one of my life dream, and going to the Rocky Mountains, because I'm a big fan of mountains. I love skiing. I wish I had skiing in the Rocky, but no. And yeah, meeting new people, experience a new culture, and everything that comes with the program.
What is one thing you want to do before you leave to go back home?
I don't know, just like, yeah, enjoy the moment. No, just, yeah, just enjoy the day, and nothing really special.
Oh, I have one. Going to stay with soccer team.
Hey, Ricardo, do you have the joke of the day?
Sure, I do. Did you hear about the Italian chef who died?
The chef who died?
Italian no.
chef?
Yeah, he passed away.
We want to thank you guys for coming up here. I know it was kind of scary, but we thank you for being here and being part of our school. It's been really great to get to know you, and we wish you luck in the last 4 weeks of school, and good luck in your journey on your life. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It comes that time in our show where we have to say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.